Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, If You're Sorry, Captain Dave, and Shrinkflation. It's all coming up right after this.
By the light of the Christy Lee moon, we'd love to spoon to your keister, we'll croon love's tune. We just spoon when it's out in full bloom. It'd be so neat to see your seat and be cuddling soon with the Christy Lee moon. Christy's glutes, her tight tights are the loveliest fruit. The sweetest. They're so darn cute, so gosh darn cute, when she's wearing her birthday suit. Darlings, please, oh darlings, don't you torture and tease. Torture and tease. Your rump's so grand, we've got big plans to be landing there soon on the Christy Lee. We'd love to see your hiney in the sky so bright and shiny, like a beautiful S-shaped balloon on the Christy Lee moon. Christy Lee's moon.
Bravo. Wow. Very nice.
Oh, isn't that nice?
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
You know, oftentimes I sit here and I introduce Josh. We're going to try to use oftentimes a lot today, Tom. That's today's phrase.
I thought it was gradient.
Gradient's a good word.
Gradient was in there, but he started his pontification with oftentimes. One of those, you know.
Doesn't gradient sound like a rapper?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Hey, man, you the new Gradient album?
That's not a bad name.
That was Grady's full name on Sanford and Son.
I love
it. Oh, was it?
I love Gradient. That show.
Gradient.
There's many great ancillary characters on Sanford and Son. Wonderful.
Greg what Sierra.
Is it? Greg Warren and Aunt Esther.
Yeah, can't get enough.
Can't get enough. Greg Warren, that's his favorite character in television. He will, without provocation, will look at you and go, you better keep on sucking on that sucker, sucker.
Yeah, one of his favorite lines in history.
And he laughs like he's insane. It's nuts.
Reminds me of my favorite DJ line.
What's that?
If your song is your song, your song is up next.
Oh, man. I lost my mind.
Do you know who that goes to, Pat?
Elton John?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Do you know the famous DJ who does
that? I don't.
It's your good friend.
Earl Bailey.
Yes.
Earl Bailey.
He said it, and I was in my car. I started honking. I was so happy.
He is the greatest.
He is the greatest.
If your song is your song, your song is up next. I can't do the voice, though. The guy's got a voice like Ace. It's like,
he closes
I'm not a fan of that behavior on the radio.
Oh, really?
Just go ahead and play.
Clever, fun, and nice.
No, here's Elton John.
How does Earl close each?
May the wind at your back never be your own, and spit on the fire for
even
me.
Even back in Philadelphia, it was the same thing all the time when he ended a shift or a show.
Yeah.
Take it, but take it easy.
I love Earl Bailey.
It's the best.
Hey, if you want to do a shift on the radio, if you want to do a shift for your job, go work at the Foundry. This is a show, baby. This is a show.
Damn right. Chick, how did you end every one of your...
I didn't have anything that I ended the show with.
Okay, gotcha.
No.
How about... I hope I'm here tomorrow.
Did Skippy the General, or what were you known as?
Chief. Skippy the General.
Skippy the General. Yes.
That's a Buster Keaton movie, isn't it?
Skippy the General, naturally.
The Chief, that's right. Yeah.
I love that. You're Skippy the General.
That station was so crappy. I would leave it. Well, if they paid the power bill, we'll see you tomorrow.
Have you ever seen Tom's TV commercial he did for his morning show? You were the news guy, right?
I was the news guy. That's
yeah,
right.
And they were out and outside and, hi, join us tomorrow because we're the morning show. And when they say that, they're fully dressed.
Yeah.
And then there's an edit and they go, we're a morning show that can't be, click, topped. And then they don't have any shirts.
It's not my idea.
Is that Michigan or Florida?
It's the best, man.
When they wrote that, the news person was a lady. It would have been much more effective. Now we're talking.
You wanted her to share her bazooms.
We have more sports. Is that correct?
Now I'm going to call it. That's it. Time of death, 7:06. Check your clocks. That's Eastern Daylight Time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just about.
I'm damn happy to be sitting
well,
up here
you
right
are,
with
Matt.
You guys. Celebrating.
Hey, come on. Has the daylight saved? Can you imagine if you were driving, you just wanted to speak, and some guy wouldn't relinquish that?
Beer. When has the Senate looked at the daylight savings time yet?
Do yeah, they've already passed it.
Right. Has it gone to the House?
It'll be a while.
Did you see that, Max?
Maybe a rocky road in the House.
Yeah, some places won't see sunrise until 10 a.m. or something.
Okay, crazy. Well, then that would be a problem.
That's their problem.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, blame the sun, all right?
Yes. Don't look at me. Kiss my and the sun's ass.
Yeah, okay. Well, so officially, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, this is what you farted for.
Yeah. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport.
Well, we had national survey.
I know, before we get to this, Christy, we have something we have to review here. Josh had a couple of great shows, four of them to be precise.
He says
at the famous Blue Room in Springfield, Missouri.
You know, oftentimes
it was a lot of fun. Yes,
and this weekend is no exception. Josh will be at the Funny Bone in Syracuse, New York.
How about that?
Coming up Friday and Saturday for some great live shows. Of interest, Josh drove, and he was in his car driving on the way back, and an incident occurred. And I don't think I have the capability of telling the story as clearly as you do, Josh.
I wanted to pull over to find a podcast I was looking for on my phone. I was trying to be safe. And so I pulled off into this empty industrial complex. It was a Sunday afternoon, no one around. But there was a Mexican restaurant nearby with a few cars. But I'm parked and looking, and all of a sudden I noticed this guy gets into his rig with
no trailer, just the big
which I've been told is called a bobtail when it's just a rig and no trailer.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So he gets into his bobtail and then he drives from the Mexican restaurant, parks next to me, and I'm about to leave because I have found the podcast I want. And he gets out of his cab and he says, he's this big hulking guy with his trucker headphones on. He goes, "Do you have a cigarette?" I go, "No, sorry." And I'm pulling away, he goes, "Where are you going? Let's talk a while." And I was like, "Oh man, that may have been a proposition of some sort." And "Do you have a cigarette?" may have been a code.
Yes.
My guess is that particular place is a so-called pickle park.
Must be.
That happened.
All the truckers know that if you're interested in that particular thing, if it's your thing, it's okay.
On the rare occasion that I go out, it's usually Mondays because my cleaning lays at the house and I don't want to go home.
Right.
So I got out of the car at the grocery store yesterday and some guy yells at me, "Hey, you got a cigarette?" And I didn't put it together till just now.
Did you even respond at all?
I didn't even respond.
Was it a guy messing with you?
Classic Chick McGee.
Classic. So, yes, sir, you got your classic Chick McGee moment.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Pat, you're waving your hands. You got something?
I got something for you.
I wanted to be safe, so I pulled in a parking lot. I had no idea it might be a pickle park. All of of a sudden, this big old bloke asked me if I had a smoke. I told him no, and I looked around the parking lot. Oh, it looks abandoned. Oh, he could be a madman. He liked my car, and he complimented my shirt. Now, I couldn't tell if he was nice or trying his damnedest to flirt. I told him that I had to go. Could have been bound and gagged for all I know. I stepped on the gas and I pulled out the parking lot. Uh-oh, he's right on my ass. Better drive fast or I might get caught.
That's a story.
Yeah, I was a little uneasy.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
You should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What was the podcast about?
Hope it was worth it.
Don't say gay. No. That one.
Yes, I subscribe to the podcast.
Oftentimes.
Don't say gay.
Oftentimes.
Yeah. Well, it's a current event.
Very funny thing to say.
And that's a great song. Isn't that a great song, though? If just someone else would have sang it.
Well, do you like the Counting Crows version?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
That's
very
a
much
great
so.
Song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Joni Mitchell.
I love the Counting Crows.
I do, too.
Yeah. I do, too.
Guess who doesn't?
No, I like their music very much. I thought it was rather unusual. Adam Duritz wearing a...
The dreadlock wig?
The dreadlock wig.
Boy, I had
me a little bit.
Best debut no album. Idea it was a wig until you told me.
Neither. I didn't care it was a wig.
Looked like a fat
best
Long Island accountant
who
thinks he's Bob Marley.
Oh, what
a little cultural appropriation.
For a guy with no hair, you care so much about other people's hair.
He's so preoccupied.
I am not culturally thieving the... never mind. A lot of criticism about me today from over there.
I haven't said anything all morning. I've talked like 3 times.
There's been a lot of you having fun.
To be fair, he's having a lot.
I'm not saying he's not.
Bastering the reeds. It's a wild, wild west.
All right. Let's settle down.
No.
Today's National Goof Off Day.
Oh!
Woohoo!
Hip, 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 hip.
Woo!
He blew the wrong end.
You got to smoke.
Remember Goofy screaming really loud in the Disney cartoon when he does the ski jump?
If my CPA is listening, I'm goofing off and not doing my taxes today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, we have Christy Lee. She has found herself at the news desk. What have we missed?
We haven't done anything.
Well, I know, but we're not going to do much.
And it's National Goof Off Day.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going to do anything. Goof off.
Wait a minute. The phone's ringing.
The hot phone.
The hot phone's ringing.
Hello, Bob and Tom.
Bend over and grab your ankles. It's your old skipper, Captain Dave, calling.
Captain Dave, all right.
How you doing?
A little impatient this morning, huh?
Yeah. It's that time of year, you know, and the college kids are desperate for some rowdy depravity.
Yeah.
Boy, they can find it here. They want a place where bad behavior is still tolerated, and rules don't mean jack squat. That's how the chum dumpster, my ship, became Spring Break Party Central. We're up to our asses in beer cans, tequila bottles, and discarded bikini tops.
Oh, nice.
The decks are slick with vomit, blood, and flavored crotch lube. Good Lord. These college kids, I'm telling you, they're shotgunning beers out of Peg Leg Pete's wooden leg.
Wow.
And then the hippies have turned Peg Dick's wooden member into a bong.
Wait a minute. What's his name? What?
Yeah, that's you heard me. Peg Dick Dick's wooden member. Yeah.
Peg Dick Dick.
Kind of redundant, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's Peg Dick Richard, but you're friends.
That's right. Well, I got excited when I heard the cargo hold is filled with Jersey Shore whitefish. Thought we could make some extra coin selling fish sandwiches. Then I found out, they're just used rubber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. My first mate, Clappy's below deck, giving all the chicks cornrows. So I'm stuck in the galley making cheese sandwiches to sell, of course, at the special spring break price of $12 each or two for $31. 20s and 50s only. No change, you pussies.
Thank you, Captain Dave.
And don't try to scam me with Apple Pay, Vino, or that NFT Bitcoin malarkey crap. And ladies, no, you can't get a free cheese sandwich for showing me your boobs.
Oh.
I seen boobs aplenty in my day, Missy. Hell, one time, Josh, listen to this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Once I was shipwrecked in the South Pacific, I stayed alive by nursing from a pilot whale.
Wow.
She had 24 teats and nipples the size of the tires on a Cadillac.
Oh, my word.
So, hey, ladies, don't be waving your puny twosome around here and expect a free cheese sandwich.
Okay.
You know, at least after all this is over, we can get things square with the bank. Well, we've been a little low on funds lately here on the Chum Dumpster.
Oh, no.
The shark hunting business has gone south, but these college idiots, they pay well, and they pay in advance.
Oh, good.
Hey, I got the check right here, signed by Mr. I.P. Freely.
Oh, sure.
Now, I've not yet had the honor of meeting Mr. Freely, but I can't wait to shake his hand. So things are looking good on the Chum Dumpster at last. Well, this is Captain Dave signing off. Goodbye, a bunch of land-loving pussies.
Thank you, Captain Dave.
Boy, in rare form.
I'm confused. I've heard of Peg Leg Pete, but what is it again?
Peg Dick Dick.
Peg Dick Dick.
Peg Dick Dick.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you not listening?
And they're hippies on board.
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
That's
something. Right now, we do turn to the news desk with Christy Lee. What's new?
We're talking about shrinkflation.
I know what that is.
What is that?
When inflation occurs economically, oftentimes what will happen
is
companies... is he going to use gradient again?
Companies will decide to...
oftentimes. I like
to
that.
Either reduce the quality of a product or the quantity
Very
of a
good.
Product.
You so here's an example. Star.
Let me give you a damn example.
All right, damn it.
a damn example.
Have you guys... You ever get peanut butter?
Uh-huh.
And you look at the bottom, and instead of a flat bottom on the jar, it's like domed up.
Uh-huh.
That's so that you get less peanut butter.
Oh,
isn't that unfair?
Well, I have another example.
I got one for you.
With chocolate bars too, right?
How so?
They will put less chocolate. Like, let's say there's like Ridges and like a Reese's. They'll redistribute it so there's less chocolate to make it the same price.
There you go.
Yeah. Go
here's
on.
Here's one you'll relate to.
Yes.
You ever buy protein powder?
Yes.
Comes in a jar the size of a basketball,
you
and inside there's a thimble.
Yeah.
Worth of, I mean, there should be some kind of government regulation on that one.
Yeah. There ought to be a law.
What's being shrinkflated now?
Your Doritos.
What?
All right.
I knew this would get him standing up.
Okay.
That's right. There are now 5 less per bag.
Oh!
You're kidding me.
According to Quartz, Doritos bag decreased from 9.75 ounces to 9.25 ounces, the equivalent to 5 fewer chips per bag. They describe the phenomenon as shrinkflation when companies subtly, as Josh very well described...
I'm very smart.
Yes. Downsize a product but keep the price the same. A Frito-Lay representative told Quartz, inflation is hitting everyone. Quote, we took just a little bit out of the bag so we can give you the same price and you can keep enjoying your chips. Frito-Lay's not alone in this practice. Bounty triples now have 3 fewer sheets per roll, equivalent to 18 fewer uses.
Yeah.
Crest 3D White Radiant Mint downsized by 0.3 ounces, about 1 fewer brushing.
I use that.
Wheat Thins, family-sized boxes, love the Wheat Thins, contain 2 fewer ounces of Wheat Thins, about 28 fewer crackers.
Ooh, oh, that's a lot. You're really going to notice that.
More substantial.
Yeah. And Gatorade replaced its 32-ounce size with a 28-ounce bottle, the equivalent of a 14% price increase. But a rep for their company argued the smaller bottle is more aerodynamic and easier to grab.
Oh, you know what? Smaller things are often easier to grab.
Yes.
Right. That comes right from the Obvious Institute.
That's right. Now, well done, Josh. Well,
good impression.
They're calling it shrinkflation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. One of your favorite things.
Yeah. They're also doing a ranch dressing.
Yeah?
Not as cool as it was
before. Oh, no! Doritos!
It's cool ranch.
It's not, lukewarm ranch.
It's not as hip. And you don't want to wear shades when you're eating.
No. I see that kind of thing.
I've noticed Doritos have gotten thinner, too.
Have they?
The actual Dorito?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. Oh, our Dorito experts here. Hang on. Go ahead.
I honestly have not noticed that. Have you, Willie?
I have not. What do you mean? Like, are you like, do you have a tiny little ruler to measure
this?
No.
Just...
He has calipers.
Yeah, you put calipers on your
chip. Calipers.
Boy, I've heard cheap in my day.
See, this is the difference between Ace and Josh. Josh looks at a bag of Doritos as being half full.
That's right.
Ace looks at it as being half empty. Not funny, but correct.
Not funny, but absolutely dead on. You're right.
Yeah, shrinkflation is a word you don't want to hear in the bedroom.
No.
Well, Tony, it looks like shrinkflation didn't just hit the Doritos.
Who are these guys?
Well, yeah.
I like them. I do.
Tony.
Tom's got a whole sitcom in his head.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.